This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Seems can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of
Tour the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. We're live from the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood for buckets and bets.
You know,
we're getting
that,
ready for all the action here. Getting going in a little over an hour's time, Leroy.
You know what that hour tour means? The action's about to pick up inside.
That's right. That's right. I got a ticket printed out. That's who I got today. That's who I got. All right, because I did push on my spring training bet, everybody. So I just had that $20 just burning a hole in my pocket.
First of all, the fact that you even said across the airwaves that you had a spring training bet.
That pushed.
You seriously need to consider 188.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I disagree.
I have a problem.
I don't think I do. I had a great time. I was involved. I rooted for my fish.
You yelled the whole time.
Oh, I was so mad. Stupid Cronin. Two Cronins bleeping me in one day. Anyway, here's who I got today.
Keep in mind, you might have the same record as the first Cronin.
Oh, no. We're behind them.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
San Antonio has...
Portland's got a better record than the Heat. Happy birthday, Pat Riley.
You think Dame is saying dodge the bullet?
No. No, I think he's miserable in Milwaukee. Milwaukee's kind of sticking up the joint, too. There was a whole report yesterday that Doc had to sit them down. He had to sit down Giannis and Dame. And the actual funny thing is we actually have a secret audio of that meeting. Doc
What did you have to tell Dame and Giannis after Jimmy Butler beat you again? And you guys have lost a lot of games, 5 out of 7.
Look, you guys are superstars. I don't know what else to say. I don't know how to say it. You are the engine that moves this team. Fix it.
There it is. That we have. I'm surprised Kuzma didn't get it done for them.
Kuzma. If we can get old pretty boy to stop wearing them long sweaters and play some basketball, maybe we can get you some help.
The headlines here are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose for over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. The Heat lose 116-113 last night. Ninth loss in a row for Miami. They remain 10th. The Bulls lost last night, but the Bulls have the tiebreaker of the Heat.
Why are we even doing this?
The most pathetic tiebreaker of
all time.
Can
I just say this?
Oh, can I tell you
Until
why?
Until the Heat start winning games, it doesn't matter. Unless you're on the other side of that.
Exactly, dude. Exactly.
Hey, even when we losing, we winning?
Exactly. That's how you tank.
We winning something.
I'm going home with something. I'm going home with something. And I believe the Heat's odds yesterday, because they lost, went up, and I think the Spurs won. I believe their odds went up 10% for a top four pick. So I think it was like 17. I think it's now like 26%.
So my question is we're all talking about Cooper Flagg.
Yep.
Is there anybody else in the draft?
I don't know.
That's why you're watching the tournament.
That's why I'm scouting.
If you get top five, are you going to end up with Beasley?
No. I mean, you could end up with Beasley.
Well, I'm going to tell you this.
That number two pick's always dicey.
Right. It always has been, right?
Except for Durant and Ja. But I feel like there's been a lot of number twos that have been shaky, Vlad.
No. Oh, yeah, Sam Bowie was – no, Sam Bowie was his number one.
Sam Bowie went above
Jordan.
Yeah,
he went number one. Yeah, Sam Bowie. What I was about to
Marvin
say.
Marvin Bagley.
Duke has three guys that's going to be in the top 10, Leroy. Duke has three players that are going to be drafted in the top 10.
Right.
I got to tell you, I saw Mickey Arison and Nick Arison behind that Duke bench for the Miami
Dukies.
Game.
He loves the Dukies.
They haven't drafted Duke since Justice Winslow, which obviously didn't work out. And Pat Riley was even poking fun. He goes, yeah, we got to take Kentucky guys, even though they're going to trick Tyrus Martin.
You know what I was shocked of the other day?
What?
Precious Achiuwa.
What about him?
Yeah, he's a good player.
Him playing basketball.
Would you think he was going to be out of the league?
No. I just know when he played for the Heat, he had trouble with the basketball.
Yeah, I mean, his biggest thing was, I think Spo was like, hey, you need to play really hard all the time. And they didn't get that from him.
Yeah, he seemed to be running up and down the court for the Knicks.
He had the same, Nick Nurse had the same complaints about him. But I think you know, you get in Tibbs, like if you're going to get Tibbs minutes, that's what you need to do. They need that, certainly. They lost Hartenstein.
By any chance, did he say he has that who said they have
Leroy?
That was Winslow. Winslow culture.
Where's Leroy?
I don't know. He's like doing
How are you talking? Nobody can see you.
Oh,
what are you doing?
Stretching and eating popcorn.
Are you okay?
Leroy, you can't be doing that.
I knocked the popcorn over.
You don't have to clean it now.
Yeah.
We got a break in 4 minutes.
Jeez. The wind's gonna blow it all over the place, dude. Uh-oh.
The birds will take it.
Klutz.
The birds. That's what we need. Oh yeah, we got a bird protector. We good.
Nice try.
There's no birds coming around.
All right,
here.
So I got today.
And radio is a.
You're on Twitch. We're on YouTube.
We are.
I understand that, but you can hear me. Oh,
I appreciate you still doing the show. Don't get me wrong, but I just wanted to you could have waited. I don't think it would have been a big deal. All right, so I got. Speaking of birds, I got the Creighton Blue Jays over Louisville today. That's a 9/8.
Wait.
All right.
What's the? Yep. Oh, you have a straight winner or just taking a point?
Straight win parlay.
Ooh. Okay.
Oh, so how much? Wait, really?
Yeah. Then I got.
Should I do straight wins?
That's what I did. You do whatever you want. I'm not you know.
You don't get paid that much though.
I got Purdue a 4/13 over High Point. Okay.
I can't bet a school that's named High Point.
Sorry. I got BYU over VCU intangibles. That's a 6/11.
I like that.
You got VCU over?
No, I got BYU over VCU.
Ooh.
Okay, and
that's
then
a
I got
loser.
And then no, because no,
no BYU's good.
BYU's good, and they're recruiting. And plus, I'm a fan of Salt Lake Wives. That's a great show.
Really?
So you picked a team based on Salt Lake Wives?
Yeah, and Zach Wilson.
Okay.
All of a sudden, now you're a Zach Wilson guy?
That's my guy now.
Really?
Even though I wish him no success. And then finally, in any parlay worth of salt in March Madness, you got to have a 12 over a 5. So yeah. I took McNeese State over Clemson. And that right now is 20 to pay 361.
It's not bad.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. What is McNeese State's mascot? I got to figure that out. I wish I had Robbie here. Robbie knows all mascots. McNeese State. Huh. Men's basketball. The Cowboys. Let's go, Cowboys. Let's go.
Cowboys.
Let's go.
Is it wow. Huh.
What is going on back there? What is J-Fig doing? Like, that's just too much stuff going on,
I'm
man.
I'm sorry. There's a lot of stuff going on. I'm getting texts, and I'm just trying to, you know, problem solve. I'm sorry, guys.
Problem solve?
Yeah. Don't worry about it. You're doing a show.
Wow. Fair enough. Fair enough.
That seems like you were a little bit aggressive with that comment.
A little bit.
What do you mean?
Just like mind your own damn business. That's how you came at me. You did.
I would mind if, you know, it wasn't just
hurt my feelings.
On screen.
What are we doing? Right.
She's been looking to get back since, you know, you called her out to start the show, you know?
I know.
She calls me out every day.
Yeah, because you never
How do you not get tired of that? I hear it.
You always give me material.
I mean, if you were...
Like,
oh, I'm
on time.
It's like you don't want me to eat sweets, but you keep bringing cake into the studio.
You know what? Pick up the popcorn. It's still there.
I'm like, what are we doing?
The Miami Dolphins.
Let this thing fall on you.
The Miami Dolphins have added some linebacker depth. They've signed 2-time Super Bowl champion Willie Gay Jr., linebacker, to their core. So. Little linebacker depth to go with Dodson and Jordan Brooks.
I think of Tyreek all the
Hill
places
is fired up about today.
Of all the positions, I think you need to have. They signed a safety. If they draft a safety, that'll help the linebackers a little bit because you got protection up the middle, right? I don't know how they're doing linebackers. Remember, they went to, like, little bitty linebackers for a while.
Jordan Brooks had a good season.
And they got ran over.
Mm-hmm.
So they've kind of – they're somewhere in between now, guys that could cover but can come up and stop the run. You need a defensive lineman.
They brought back – they just re-signed Benito Jones. He's back. But
if you can get another pass rusher and not – make the mistake you did last year.
And they need a corner.
Wait.
I mean, unless Cam Smith stepping up.
And not make the mistake you did last year and assume the Tobin assumption that everybody's just going to be back. Because then you struggled there, even though Chop Robinson worked out.
He did.
And most importantly, you need offensive linemen. The problem is there are none.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm never going to get mad at the Dolphins for saying, oh, they didn't sign any offensive linemen. Because I see what's out there. There's nothing out there.
There's only one man who can't be on that line to start the season.
He will.
So wait. So we're looking at this situation, and you're saying less is more.
Addition by subtraction. Nope.
And in fairness to Liam, you don't think he can get better?
Let me ask you this.
No, I'm just
No.
Oh, because I want to
ask you a fair question, okay?
All right.
What did you just say there's none of in the league?
Offensive lineman.
This man hit the open market, looked around, and came back to the Miami Dolphins on a one-year deal on the cheapskies.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think that says about what the league thinks of him?
I'll wait. Because it's Lent.
Wait, you gonna call him? Were you gonna fat shame Eichenberg?
No, I wasn't gonna fat shame him.
Oh.
But I was just not gonna say kind things because everybody wants to be wanted.
Get on over here to Buckets and Bets, everybody. It is going on today through the weekend. We'll be here tomorrow as well. It's presented by Hard Rock Bet. You guys got to get over. I mean, like, the screens here are massive. How big were those screens that they said?
One is 100 inches and three others are 90.
Wow.
Yeah.
It is a setup. We're out here.
Post a bunch on social media so you guys can see what we're looking at.
So go.
Yes, we got TVs outside.
Yeah.
We got the four boxer.
So and all that air you're hearing also is setting little, up the beer.
There's little, what do you call those things? Little huts, or whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
They got the food set up for everybody, the drinks.
And here's the kicker. What a beautiful day.
Yes.
And when you're out here, you won't even realize you're in a casino.
It's I forgot I was at a casino.
It's like our own little oasis.
It's really, really fun. It's really offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. You must be 21 or older and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. You got a gambling problem. Maybe you gamble on spring training too much. Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcast.
It's sponsored by Gunther Mazda for car buying done your way. You've got to get to Gunther Mazda. Take a break. Back after this.
It's our number 2-0 with Tobin and Leroy.
Dude, what? Can I just say, you're critiquing Price is Right?
I'm just saying. Listen, the lady before him bid, it's more than $1,300. The lady before him bid $800. Mm. So if you're going to go below $800, you bid a dollar. He bid $750.
Jeez.
Which is stupid. Bid a dollar. Now, neither one of them is going to win because it was clearly I was off on that thing. That thing, $1,500. You know, I don't know where they bought that from.
All of a sudden, Jay Fink is a starlet. She just broke out the shades.
Oh, yeah.
She went diva mode.
She's, you can't see me.
You in diva mode. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Action's going to get going here in about 45 minutes. We're here at Buckets and Bets.
3 minutes.
3 minutes as well when food opens.
That's his action. Yeah.
That's my action.
Very selfish.
I'm not selfish. I'm just put it this way. I cannot. I can't necessarily do my job on an empty stomach.
I understand.
Okay.
I understand. No breakfast.
How many cookies have you eaten already?
Two. Mm. Two cookies and some popcorn.
Did you eat breakfast this morning?
No. No.
Oh.
Not at all.
I'm shocked.
Is there a with your bracket, did you have Michigan go far? Were you a total homer with that?
No. I was real.
Really?
Yeah. I think I may have them going to Sweet 16.
Where do you have the ops going? Michigan State.
I got them going to the Elite Eight.
Wow. You can really put it aside, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's my national title champ.
You got Michigan State?
Michigan State beats Duke in the finals. Michigan State beats the final. My final four, St. John's, Michigan
State. Did you see the status of something about a number one has not won?
Auburn had. No, Auburn didn't. Auburn lost last year, and they've lost a lot in the first round. So a lot of people I saw, they thought might do what Virginia did. Remember when Virginia lost as a number one, and then they returned back? That's what they I saw a lot of that. But UConn was a number one. So
who's Auburn even playing? Alabama State? No, come on, dude.
Yeah.
Nah. Like,
is it the overall number one, or is Auburn the overall number one?
Auburn's the overall number one.
Okay.
I don't even like who's the I guess like is are the Gators the most local team to tie to down here?
Yeah.
Right now, like I'm like there's not even like this
Florida Gulf Coast is are they in it? I don't think so.
I think they're on the women's side. I don't think they're on the men's.
Yeah, I got confused with what draft.
Yeah, I think they're in the women's tournament. I don't think that they're in the men's. But, man, that one year where it was Florida's – when it was FAU and Miami making that run to the final, that was so crazy. It is fun.
Like, did they both go to the Final Four?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was an insane time down here. I mean, like, there'll be cool stories and whatnot, I'm sure, but I'm just like
– not for us. That was amazing. Especially when my son, who went to FAU, all of a sudden start wearing FAU merch. I'm like, you're phony.
What?
You're phony.
If he went, he went.
No, but I'm saying he was there at the time. And then mysteriously, he start wearing Florida Atlantic guard.
I think if anybody's the – didn't you guys steal his coach?
Yeah.
I mean, I think you guys are the phonies.
No, we're not.
Yeah, you did.
Hey.
You took old Dusty.
We could offer him more.
Of course you could.
Yeah.
Have you seen FAU's gym?
It's pretty good. But it has to be the women.
It's pretty good. By the way, Barkov shows up from time to time. He's just
they love it out there, bro. It's you know, it's nice little
Barkov
fun.
Barkov loves hoops.
They don't want to go all the way down to Miami sometimes. They probably just want to just stay up north. Yeah, for the men.
Trying to get home.
I'm sorry. The men, six of the past seven number one seeds have won for the men's tournament. So it might have been the women.
Or you just heard wrong.
I don't know. It was some stat they said why Duke wouldn't win.
and you went against it.
No.
I don't know why I don't have animosity towards Gators basketball. I really don't. I'm just like, it's not the football. Man.
It's not even you don't – it's not – listen, what's crazy about it is you don't even like the people that went there.
Who?
To Florida.
Nah.
Right.
You don't like Andrew DeClercq?
UD.
Not an Andrew DeClercq fan?
No. No.
A Joakim Noah?
I picked – oh, God, no.
Al Horford?
I would say no. God, no. No. UD, Mike Miller. That's the list.
Torin Green.
And White Chocolate.
Was it Noah? You didn't mention Noah?
Yeah, I did. Joakim? Okay. Yeah, I did.
I'll tell you who I am a fan
of. Bradley Beal? You're not a fan of Bradley Beal?
Bradley Beal. I am a fan. You want to know why? Because he stood his ground.
You respect that?
Stop. You know what? I think we should just do like a whole segment on all the guys that Tobin wanted and got excited about. Then later called bums.
What are you talking about? Hall of Fame? It would be a Hall of Fame list?
Hall of Fame. Yes.
Would you have taken Bradley Beal here? Let me ask you this.
No.
Hold on. Don't. Don't do that.
All right.
Hear me out. Would you have taken the Bradley Beal, Jimmy Butler trade? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you're stuck here with Bradley Beal for three more years, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's Phoenix. It would have been a disaster for Jimmy Butler. Or are you happy that, hey, Andrew Wiggins, maybe you can flip him for something. You got to pick.
Whoa. We need players like Andrew Wiggins. Why are you talking about flipping him? Who are you going to flip him for?
He doesn't have a future here, dude.
You don't think he has a future here? No. Why?
Just doesn't make sense.
All right.
Doesn't make sense.
Okay, for who?
For the Heat.
It makes sense for a team who can't score?
Every time he scores for one quarter, and then he stops scoring.
But that seems to be everybody.
I don't
does
that
some
right
version of that.
Correct. I don't need
which
that
means it's
nice guy. Is it
a schematic thing, and we're putting it on the players?
A schematics thing?
Yeah.
Put the ball in the bucket, dude.
Then why can't they do it?
I don't know. You put it into schematics? Scheme?
Yeah.
Come on. You're giving them a bailout.
No. How many times as a player for the Heat in recent history, scored 25, 30 points in three quarters and then not a bucket in the fourth.
Dude.
What is that? What is that?
First of all, where is Andrew Wiggins? He's barely been on the Heat.
He's hurt.
All right, so that doesn't help me.
No, it doesn't. But wait, my question to you is this.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me now how you have a problem because Andrew Wiggins is hurt.
Mm-hmm.
When I tell you I wouldn't assign Jimmy because of the same issues, you say I don't care.
Sounds
so
like,
make up your mind.
Sounds like you and me are on the same page.
No, we're not. I don't want injured players. I don't know if he's an injury. Andrew Wiggins has never been injury prone.
No.
So that's where I'm not going to just go off and say that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's certain guys that you wanted to bring in that are always banged up.
It's just something about Andrew Wiggins. Like, he just doesn't have the juice, dude. I don't know. Like,
he doesn't have juice because he's quiet? Juice.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I watch him. I'm like, he's a beautiful basketball player. Like, I you could obviously see the talent. But there's just something about it. You watch him, you're just like, there's not the juice there, you know? I need somebody with a little juice, like Zion.
There we go. Here we go. So, here's what happens. Vlad, I have sat here and had this conversation for the last 2 months over the one thing that has probably driven Pat Riley crazy is all of the injuries and people's unavailability, right? Oh, show pony over here says, let's go get Zion.
Yeah.
And I'm saying to you, based on what I just said, how can your answer be, let's go get the most injured of all of them?
Did you see his game last
Leroy,
night, dude?
You're not.
He's been playing.
It's
going
to bite
you
out. It's going to bite you in the butt.
Leroy, nope. How long have you worked with this man? How long have you been in a friendship?
I know, dude.
In this relationship
really
with this man?
I know.
It's about to hit 10 years soon. If you don't realize who he is?
If you were a rat, you would fall for all the different types of cheese.
Nope.
You would even fall for the fake cheese.
Nope. Yeah, you'd be Ratatouille.
Right? He'd be a rat that got snapped by the cheese, the trap.
Nope.
And stuck on the sticky paper.
I would be such a fat. I would be such a fat, happy rat. And I'd
no,
be like,
you'll be stuck on the sticky paper,
like,
dude.
Heat in five.
That'd be so exciting.
I hear you.
It would be so exciting.
You're 100% wrong.
I'm not wrong.
You're wrong, dude.
I'm not wrong, dude.
You are.
I'm telling you right now, that's the move.
Okay.
The move.
You think Zion is the move?
It's the move.
Vlad.
Listen, for the city. No.
Not for this team.
But for the city, for the excitement, it would be great. But there's just too many things in Astron, Tobin. Astron.
I know he has a propensity to fall into the Astron trap, and I would say.
And I don't think he's had Haitian food, Colombian food,
he's
Cuban food,
weight,
Jamaican food.
Yeah. Wait. I will say this. Okay. All that food is fine.
It's not. No, I know.
But it ain't even close to the fat that they cook with in New Orleans.
Yeah, but you. Yeah, come on, man. Take it from
even,
a zone.
Even Jamar Chase was talking about how bad the food is in Cincinnati right now because he misses New Orleans food so much.
Listen. Let's think about this. I don't think I've ever had a grilled piece of chicken in my hometown. Now, you can have barbecue chicken, like if you're barbecuing at a picnic. But I'm talking about somebody saying, yeah, I'm going to a restaurant. Let me get the grilled chicken. Never. Never.
J2 says
everything that is cooked in New Orleans starts with a sizzle. That means some type of grease, lard, Crisco, something is going on in the frying pan.
J12 says Zion is exciting, but not Heat culture. Can I just say something, J2? Respectfully. Respectfully.
Uh-huh.
Shut up.
Wow.
You know what Heat culture is. I know what Heat culture is. Yeah, I do.
Why don't you tell us how Zion
fits? I'll tell you exactly how. He averages 26 points on 60% shooting. That's Heat culture right now. You want to know why, dude? Because we got no one who can do that. That's Heat culture. I need somebody who can take the biscuit and put it in the basket. That's Heat culture right now.
No, 305.
Let me just say something right now. On the day of birth of the Godfather, let us proclaim Heat culture. You dum-dums starts first and foremost with having talent, okay? Shaquille O'Neal wasn't Heat culture, and guess what, dude? It worked out. Antoine Walker.
A year and a half.
Cool. It doesn't matter. Even if it's short term, this.
So you think you're going to wait? This team would invest all that money into Zion for a couple of years?
First of all, he's got a non-guaranteed deal. You can get out of it. You get an outskis, okay? And second of all, this organization right now is on such a low post. Boop. Boop. It needs a jolt. And what I'm telling you right now is...
How are you going to jolt somebody sitting on the bench?
He's not, dude. He's kicking ass right now.
Are you making assumptions about his health?
I'm not making assumptions.
You are.
I'm saying let's take a little roll of the dice at the talent train.
That is making assumptions.
No,
rolling the dice?
You can't always have your argument be you're making assumptions. Yes, Leroy. I have an opinion on something. I think it'll work out. That is my assumption.
You hope it'll
work
out.
You can literally say that argument to anything and saying assumptions.
That's not true. Here's what I would say.
I could make an assumption and say Jaime Hawkins Jr. could become Michael Jordan, and I'm making assumptions.
No, you're not.
Like,
but that's not
your
I'm
telling you, this is the move.
But you I'm saying you have to,
be realist. I'm telling you a realistic,
and predict the future.
Give me a better scenario for the Miami Heat to fix it next year. And I'm saying, like, get back into being a playoff team in the middle of the East.
Uh-huh.
Give me a better player right now that you could actually get, not Anthony Edwards, not Luka. I'm trying to be responsible because if I was really being an immature toad, I'd be like, go give me Luka, where? No, I'm giving you a viable potential option with having your assets. You're telling me, do you have a better option? What is it, KD at 37 with all of his team stinking up the joint lately?
No.
Is KD Heat culture? With his tweet, 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 tweet,
no,
tweet, tweet,
here,
tweet, tweet, tweet,
here.
You're mean,
wait,
you're mean, tweet, tweet, tweet.
Let me say this. You can say whatever you want about KD and his emotions and whatever, but the dude has never quit on the basketball court.
He hasn't?
No.
Okay, he's quit off a basketball court?
But if he gets on the court, you know he's going to play.
Great, okay. But what happens when he's alone with his phone?
Huh?
When he's alone with his phone and in his
So what happens when Zion's alone in his room and there's food?
I don't have any worry about that. Do whatever he wants. First of all, he looks in tremendous shape.
Right now.
Okay? He looks in tremendous shape. He looks in tremendous shape.
Right now.
And I thought this was the organization. This organization got Antoine Walker to stop being a chunk of monk.
For like
they got Deion Waiters to get
seconds.
A chip. But they did it. But they did it. Do you believe in your culture or do you not believe in your culture? Because if you believe in your culture, you can get people to abide by your culture.
Can you get him to do that?
Otherwise, it's just hogwash. It's
can
just a
you
t-shirt.
Get him to do that for 5 years?
Yes.
You couldn't get Jimmy to do it.
Why not? Yes, you could. First of all, yes, you could.
And Jimmy did it for six.
Jimmy did. Okay, guys, let's be grown-ups about this. Jimmy Butler acted out and left because you didn't want to pay him. There's no other reason. Don't act like it's a culture thing. They let Jimmy Butler do whatever he wanted the entire time he was here. So everybody who wants to talk about Heat culture and you think he's the most Heat culture guy, he stayed away from the team. He had his own workouts. He did his own thing. He showed up to work like a professional and did his job until they didn't want to pay him. It was a money thing. So can we have real arguments about this?
For 2027.
What? Okay.
They didn't want to pay him for 2 years from now.
But guess what? You're saying that you're saying when he played basketball for the Miami Heat and was engaged, he wasn't a talented player.
Yeah, no, I never question.
Like, I don't get your argument. It's a dead fish argument. Let's get back to Zion.
I'm getting ready to do. Nobody is questioning the ability of any of the players we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But I'm saying this. With all the things that have happened in the past 2 or 3 years as far as injuries, do you think it's responsible, no matter how big how big it could be, do you think it's responsible taking a shot on a player who's been known to be injured?
Scared money don't
because,
make money.
But you...
Now, to take a quote from some of the great tweets that we were getting in messages.
Yeah.
305 said, Zion doesn't know about Heat culture, but he knows about Eat culture.
Okay, but I would be much more scared. Let me
he's
just
in shape now.
I'm much more scared of Astron drama than I am
Eden. You are, so you're more afraid of drama. But that's the thing. There's a lot of drama with him.
I understand. He needs a mature path. This is the place.
You think Miami's a mature place? The city of Miami? This is Miami.
Okay. Give me a better option. Give me a better option to fix it in a year.
I don't know. I'm just saying that, like, with what has happened to your team as far as the injuries, this has to be in the thought process of who you bring in. Can we rely on him to play X amount of games?
Yeah.
That has to be in the conversation.
Of course.
Because this team has been plagued with injuries. I don't care how good the player is. If he's only playing 50, 60 games, he ain't helping you. If Zion only plays 50, 60 games, he's not helping you. No matter how great his talent is. That's my whole point about any of this.
Schmeathen asked a good question.
And what tells me, what makes me think that the Heat are thinking this way, mm-hmm. is that that's the biggest problem they had with Jimmy. So while we sitting here going back and forth and saying wing it or whatever, whatever, I'm saying it would seem pretty irresponsible for the Miami Heat to go sign a guy who's been injury prone after going what they've been through the last couple of years.
But you're not in a good position right now. You're going to have to take some kind of a risk. You're going to be at risk anyway because you're going to be in a place where two of your picks are going to be unprotected if you end up with two first-round picks this year.
Right.
So you're going to be in a vulnerable position no matter what. Like, mm-hmm. I almost feel like the Miami Heat, you're at the craps table. Like, you got to put something out on the line here to see if you can get back.
And so are you going to eat it if he plays 50 games next year?
Yeah, I'll eat it.
Okay.
I will be first in line to say I was wrong.
Let me just say this.
Because I always am. I'm accountable to Tobes.
History's on my side. I don't want it to be. But the reality is you have to look at what a player has done mm-hmm. to try to figure out if it's worth the investment in the future.
This is what I think. Okay? I say we get Zion Williamson, right?
Uh-huh.
Very clearly it's not working out with Damian Lillard in Milwaukee. He's going to ask out. We get Twilight Damian Lillard with Bam Adebayo like he wanted to be with Zion. That's our path. Let's go.
Twilight? Why do you want somebody in there Twilight?
Because he's going to be happy. He never wanted to be there in Milwaukee. He doesn't like Giannis. It's very clear. Giannis now, is a little bit of a look at me.
You realize
show pony. What?
This is going to take players.
Mm-hmm.
Trading.
Cross that bridge when we get there?
Cross that bridge when we come there. Plus, where we got to get to break. I can't, you know, talk about it. I can't work out trading.
You do this every time.
I'm an ideas man.
I'm telling you.
I'm an ideas man.
You
but
him.
First, you got to talk about. What you're also a golf man. Tell the people what you got coming on up.
Live Golf is coming back, guys. The next Live Golf event is coming to Trump National Doral, April 4th through the 6th. And because it's at the Blue Monster, they are going big. Join some of the giants of the game and John Rahm, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, Sergio Garcia, many more. Not only that, they have huge DJ sets, epic street food, and ska punk legend Sublime headlining. All the golfers tee off at the same time, so you can sit at one spot and see all of the golfers. You don't have to be out there all day. Grab your tickets at livegolf.com. That's livegolf.com.
Our favorite shows, the games of your favorite Miami teams, and more can be heard on the free Odyssey app. Don't miss out. Download it today and make WQAM your favorite station.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I.
Back, everybody.
Guess who's back?
Leroy here with you.
560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program.
This is why we don't do remotes no more.
Hey, it's still Drake.
What's up?
You know I'm feeling good now.
You got your food. You're feeling good. J-Fig just smoked me that round in live action beer pong.
Told you I was coming back for revenge.
Granny style. I was furious with her.
She does the dreaded granny set shot.
She does granny set shot, and she was just cooking. And I kept hitting the same rim like 6 times. I looked like Jaime Jaquez out there. Terrible.
All right,
we're 1-1 in the tournament.
Here.
We're 1-1 in the tournament.
Hey, so he goes. She goes like this.
You know,
you're playing volleyball.
I'm tiny and it's a far distance. What do you want me to do?
I'm tiny. It's a far distance.
I'm tiny. I'm petite.
That hooper over there, she was draining she did 8 in a row.
Did she?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
She's dressed apart.
Man. Huh? We're here at Buckets of Bets. We got the action going on. So you picked Duke. That was your pick?
Yeah.
Did you do a bracket, J pick?
I did not. No.
Vlad, did you do a bracket?
Yeah, got? I got you. Michigan State. Michigan State over Duke. Final Four
Michigan
is Houston.
Michigan State over Duke.
Final Four is Houston, St. John's, Michigan, and Michigan State and Duke.
You have any wild upsets that you went with? Any high seeds?
No. I don't think.
Get a little weirder with this.
I for some reason think this is not going to be one of those like double digits or upsetting like the higher seeds.
I think I got 112-5. I picked Liberty over Oregon because the Oregon coach was mean to Khalil Ware.
Wait, is that what you were really making your picks from?
That's how he makes.
Yeah.
Dude, you've known Tobin for
if
a long
time. If I don't
wait.
Know the team,
yeah, you're right. I'm
picking
sorry.
Petty reasons. I'm picking petty reasons.
Shame on you. You've known Tobin for
that
a
is,
long
yeah,
time.
Minus one on me, man. Minus one on me.
Oregon was mean to Khalil Ware, so I picked Liberty to beat them in a 12-5, and I always have to pick a 12-5. Now, I didn't pick 12-5 on my bracket, but I did bet McNeese to beat Clemson. But I picked Clemson in my bracket because the bracket I did rapid fire yesterday. Wasn't really thinking about it. But yes. And then I have I picked Drake to beat Missouri and 11 to beat a 6 because some Drake's got to win.
That's funny.
They got to win something, you know? I feel like Drake's always doing things in the tournament. I feel like they're always good for a win.
Or a suit.
Didn't one time Drake made it to the Sweet 16 and Drake actually went? Wasn't that a few years ago?
I don't know.
I feel like Drake.
We're talking about this university because I don't think we want to mention the artist in Sweet 16. It's not. He's been mentioned that a little too much already.
No. Probably a minor. Hey, no. So, no, remember when they went to the Sweet 16 and he went to watch him or something?
You might be right. I mean, I know there was one time, I believe Drake. Like the famous meme of he thinks he's on the team.
Oh,
I think
Kentucky.
It was for Kentucky.
Yes.
Because he dressed in full Kentucky attire. And people are like, bro thinks he's on the team. Like that. Because I think Kentucky's kind of like the OG Drake as a front runner because they were Calipari's factory. They were just awesome every year. And so Drake was just always showing up. So I think that was a thing. But I don't know if he actually showed up for.
And we haven't seen him at a Toronto game in years.
Oh, he was here this year.
We did this year.
Oh, really?
Remember he? It was who went up? Vince Carter.
Yes.
Vince Carter went up, and then remember he slandered DeMar DeRozan on the broadcast, where he's like, "Oh, do you think DeMar's going to go up there?" He goes, "If he is, I'm going to ride up those rafters and tear it down." I was like, "Yeah."
If I have an upset, it would be Akron over Arizona. 13 over 4, if that would be it.
I had to go Arizona because of Pella and Keyshawn. Had to. That's my reasoning.
You think the members of the Heat they have a bracket? Like, there's a lot of Kentucky guys. You got Tyler and Bam.
I think, I was looking. I actually have this setup coming up in the Sweet 16, Vlad, and it is Kentucky-UCLA, and that I would say is the most represented team on the roster because you got Bam Tyler, Kyle Anderson, Jaime, and Kevin Love. So that is the Heat matchup. So somebody's got to feel good after that. Remember last year, it was who beat Kentucky? Was it Oakland? Oakland beat Kentucky last year, right? And I remember Jamal Cain went to Oakland, and he wore his Oakland Bears shirt to warm-ups, and everybody on the team was ripping him because he had been to 4 colleges.
And he chose that one.
Like, you can't claim them. You went to 4 different colleges. He goes, but this was the last one.
You're like, NIL. You can't do NIL. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
I don't think. Yeah, I don't know if it was NIL.
No, it wasn't NIL.
I don't know if Jamal Cain was getting NIL. Love Jamal Cain.
Basketball is a little bit different, though. Because basketball, there's a lot of transferring and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It usually didn't happen with football. Now they're doing it now, and a lot of kids don't end up playing football at all because they transfer so much.
We're here at Buckets and Bets at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel in Hollywood. The action's about to get going next hour. We'll have it all for you. Get on out here, guys. Get your tickets. Ticketmaster.com. All the info's at WQAM.com. How was the food? Delightful.
Oh,
is it free? Is everything
yeah.
on?
Yeah.
Of course.
Everything inside, man. They got catering. They got drinky poos.
Vlad, if it wasn't free.
It wouldn't be for you.
It wouldn't be for us.
I would have still found a way to.
So tickets include your drinks and your.
Yeah.
Wow.
Open bar.
Open bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. All right. So get on out of here, everybody. The action.
And lots of activities. There's a lot of room for activity here.
Yep. I see that. Yeah, guys. You guys are playing beer pong all the time. So I know what you guys are drinking during the break.
Tobin's gonna cry.
By the way, let me ask you this: How long do you think Jay Figg's gonna be wasted?
I don't know. Probably as soon as we get off the
air. I don't get wasted. I just get better. And also, there's Guinness right over there. I'm waiting for it.
Wait, you said I don't get wasted.
I get better.
I just get better.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.